Okay, ready to start. Okay. The people from the shul, I'm not sure people from the shul got the.
Okay, I'm sending it to.
Because I think people from the shul are not on yet. Except for
Okay, so
Ron. I
they
don't know, Ron got on. I'm not sure. If someone from the shul just sent me a message, they're not on yet. Okay, I see people from the shul are starting to come on, so let's just wait. Give it a minute. Oh, yeah, now she's going to come in. Okay, I think we could. Okay, I think we can get started. Okay.
Okay, recording now.
So my initial plan was already several weeks ago to try to talk about a sugya that relates to a separate course, which is the Yoma, as well as touches on some issues of Erevin, since I know everybody's pretty much Rosh of Ruba. Many of you are Rosh of Ruba in Masechet Erevin right now, although the sugyas that we're going to be talking about are really throwbacks more to the first parak of Erevin than to the part that we're involved in the Yomi now. But then it became even more apparently clear that this would be really the Inyan of the Yoma for the following reason. As I'm sure many of you know, a lot of people have been trying to pull off all kind of different stunts in terms of building services here to try to basically minimize walls, try to create as open space possible as a sukkah as is feasible up yaloha. So I was thinking to myself, imagine if you could build the most ultimate open space sukkah, literally just invoking four Tzuras HaPesachs, putting up four poles, running wires all around the sukkah, and shine. Which is basically what we do in Erevin, which is exactly what we do in Teaneck. That's exactly what an Erev looks like. It's the whole series of poles and wires that are connected to one another that creates the halachic mechitzos. Wouldn't that be wonderful if we could build a sukkah like that?
Aaron,
this join the
warm would
meeting.
be easy all the time. It wouldn't do so well in cold. I know some of these nights are a little bit chilly, so I'm not sure how we're doing in terms of that. But wouldn't that be a wonderful way to make the safest possible open outdoor, well-ventilated sukkah? So as we're going to see, that is far from Pashut, and most probably such a sukkah would actually be possible. And according to many Rishonim, that the sukkah would actually be psula on a level of deraisa. So we'll take a little bit of a background now to try to familiarize ourselves with the sugya of Tzuras HaPesach as it relates to the funos hasukkah. Let's begin with the first of the Marbe Komos, very, very famous statement of the Gemara in Masech HaSukkah. How many walls must just everyone could just do themselves? Yeah, you're handing me to everybody. Okay. How many walls are necessary for a sukkah? So the Braisa tells us two walls that are built kedasu chedin. That means the entire full length of whatever that shear of a sukkah is. There is actually a machlekes atanoim, just what that shear is. But we pass the halacha at 7 tvachim. So the two walls of the sukkah have to be 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. Ushlish tafil tefach. And the third wall need not be a full 7 tvachim. The third wall can even be a tefach. Where does that come from? Where does any of this come from? So the Gemara is very clear in Masechus Sukkah that these are dinim in HaTorah. They're actually based on sukkah. The Gemara has a whole series of drashas to teach us the starting point is that you need three walls of a sukkah. The Gemara derives this from the way the Torah presents the mitzvah of sukkah. But sukkah's teishu, it says the word sukkah three different times. The lashon is written chaser, is written malay, and drashas, a whole story. But the bottom line is based on the psukim. So the Teshuva explains to us that the starting point is you need three walls. So how did that third wall lose, get chopped off 6 tvachim? The Gemara continues in the first Rambam. There's a halacha Moshe Messina that tells us that the third wall need not be a full wall. All it has to be, it suffices with a tefach. So basically, the starting point of a chasuk is you require three walls, and they really should have all been 7 tvachim long. Comes a halacha Moshe Messina and says that the third wall doesn't have to be a full 7 tvachim. Even 1 tefach is sufficient. However, the Gemara quickly qualifies that in the second of the Maamar Komas. So, Amar Rava, Utsricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. Comes the Gemara and says, don't think that the third wall of the Sukkah can just be a Tzuras HaPesach. I'm sorry, can just be a Tefach and call it a day. You have to add on to that Tefach as well. And in addition to that Tefach, you have to also extend that third wall, but not literally extend it by making it into a Mamash a third wall. You have to extend it by adding to it a Tzuras HaPesach. Just to quickly define what a Tzuras HaPesach means, it's actually the first Mishnah in Maseches Erevin. When you have one pole and another pole, and you have a pole going across the top, or you have a wire or a string or something going according to the top, going over the top, that looks like a Tzuras HaPesach, looks like a door frame. And the Mishnah tells us in Erevin that very often a Tzuras HaPesach suffices when you would otherwise have needed a regular mechitza. And that's what the Gemara says here as well, that I would have thought that you need a full third wall of 7 tvachim. Comes the halacha Moshe Messina and says a tefach is good enough, but Rava qualifies that and says, but by the way, a tefach is not good all by itself. You also need a Tzuras HaPesach. Now, truth to be told, there is a machloikis in the Gemara about did Rava actually make that statement? Some had a little bit of a different version of what Rava said. We're working with this version of Rava. This is the way we pass in halacha, and this is going to set the stage for our entire shiur. So Rashi explains that what practically does Rava mean? Says Rashi, mashma the travayu ba'inam. You actually need both. You need a combination of the one tefach. That's for sure necessary. But in addition to the tefach, you also need a Tzuras HaPesach. So tefach etel hayotze. So first you put a tefach there. The kone bezavish shekenegdo. And then you put a pole in the opposite corner. So I guess if you have such great diagrams here, but I don't know if you'll be able to see my hands. But here you have I could probably actually do it on the wall of the sukkah if I wanted to. Really. Let's see if I can even move the camera a little bit. You get the corny. Actually, you can get a little bit of better view here, okay? So if you see over here, this would be one wall. This would be another wall. So instead of making a third wall over here, an entire 7 tvachim, you just have to make a tefach, but you have to put a pole over here and run a string across from the tefach to the other pole. And that's what Rav meant, Tzricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. So the bottom line is you need a tefach hayotze, you need a tefach that's going out of one of the walls to be accompanied by a Tzuras HaPesach. So Adkan Divrei HaGemara. So comes the Ran and the third of the Maimonides and now really gets the sugya starting. Comes the Ran and poses the following question. How come, or maybe not even true, how come presumably we never heard of building a sukkah with simple Tzuras HaPesach? As we started off by saying, so much easier, so much better ventilation. Just stick up four poles in four corners, run a fishing wire across all the way around the sukkah, and call it a day. So says the Ran, that is clearly not the din. Says the Ran, I'll bring a raya brura from this sukkah that we just learned, but that is not the din. There is no way in the world anyone could be marsha such a sukkah based on Tzuras HaPesach alone. How do I know that, says the Ran? The third demand comes. Im Isa, the Tzuras Pesach, Matya, Bechol, Defanus, HaSukkah. If you would say such a thing, he's like playing devil's advocate, if you would tell me such a story, that a Tzuras HaPesach is good enough, Dehava, like Yisosim, why would you have thought that that should be the case? Because after all, we know in other areas of Halacha, a Tzuras HaPesach is as if it's closed. Kidi Amrita, the Ran starts to rattle off all the areas of Halacha that we're familiar with Hilchos Tzuras HaPesach. Then in Shabbos, we all know that you're allowed to carry based on a Tzuras HaPesach. Vikil Ayim, we're going to talk hopefully a lot about that later on. Take you back in the Fiyomi days, back about a little more than a month ago, about how Tzuras HaPesach works in Hilchos Kilayim. There's a din, but I'm not allowed to plant wheat, barley, and grapes all together. If I have my grains growing over here, and I want to plant my grapes a little bit away from the grain. So if I run a wall between the two of them, that's for sure, okay? And comes the Gemara Ne'ervin and says, you don't even have to literally build a wall. You could just stick up a Tzuras HaPesach, and that's also good enough. So comes the Ran and says, we know for a fact that Tzuras HaPesach solves the world's problems for Shabbos. And we know for a fact that Tzuras HaPesach solves the world's problems for Kilayim. So why shouldn't it work for Sukkah? L'chora, it should, says the Ran. You can say L'chora from today till tomorrow, but it doesn't. Tzuras HaPesach clearly falls short when it comes to Sukkah. Now the Ran's going to prove it. How do I know that's true? Because if Tzuras HaPesach would have worked like it should have worked, so by Kula the Dafin Shlishis, so what's the significance of this grandiose Kula called? There was a special Halach Mashiach. Mashiach comes out from Arsina and tells us, Rebbeinu Shlom told him, that the third wall of a sukkah can only be a tefach. It sounds like some razzle-dazzle kula, something we never would have thought on our own, something we never would have believed to be true, if not for the special Masari Ishra Pishan Meshach Abenu, that the third wall could be a tefach. Yes, the Ran, I don't understand. If any way you need a Tzuras HaPesach to accompany it, as Rava just said, a Tzuras HaPesach, Tzuras HaPesach, I really love it, we're going to leave out that long. And for now, we love it, a Tzuras HaPesach, but hold the fuck, same matirin. If you're going to tell me that Tzuras HaPesach is a doifen, is a wall, it's a mechitza, and Sukkah we usually use the term dofen, it may be slightly different than mechitza, we're going to just use the terms interchangeably. If you're going to tell me that a Tzuras HaPesach constitutes an acceptable doifen for Hilchos Sukkah purposes, so then why do I need Kach Nemar Lach Mer Sinai of Tefach? I have a third wall. If anyway, when I have a Tefach, I have to supplement it with a Tzuras HaPesach. That's what Rava said, a Tzuras HaPesach, Tzuras HaPesach. So anyway, I need a Tzuras HaPesach. If you're going to tell me that Tzuras HaPesach works for a sukkah, so then what do I need the Halacha Mashmash? I have a field tefach. I have a real wall there. Alavadai, says the Ran. The answer is Ein Tzuras Pesach Matir Umashlim Shiyadayf Misukkah. Basically, the starting point is Tzuras HaPesach don't work for a sukkah. The only time that Tzuras HaPesach works with different shlishes bilvad. But by the way, if you have that tefach, which you need Halacha Mashmash, then you throw into Tzuras HaPesach the boot. But the Ran just proved from the existence of the Halacha Mashmash Sinai of Shlish Tefilu Tefach, which anyway has to be accompanied by Tzuras HaPesach. You see, for me, Tzuras HaPesach just don't work. Now, the Ran didn't explain to you why they don't work. He just showed you that they don't work. But you can see something's bothering the Ran. You can see the Ran is very, very troubled. What's troubling the Ran is that Ora, there's only one standard of Mechitzas in Kol HaTorah Kula. Either something does meet that standard or not. Now we find Tzuras HaPesach working in Hilchos Shabbos. If they work in Uchus Shabbos, anyone who carries in any Erev under the sun is basically relying on the Mishnah Erev and Dav Beis that Tzuras HaPesach's work in Uchus Shabbos. If Tzuras HaPesach's work in Uchus Shabbos, so why do they fall short in Uchus Sukkah? I understand the Ran's Raya. The Raya seems to be an ironclad Raya, but conceptually, in terms of Lumdus, why should that be so? Where do we find such a precedent? Where do we find such a distinction in Halacha that a wall works for Shabbos, but somehow falls short in terms of a chesukah? Says the Ran, where do we find it? The Feirish. We have such a precedent. That precedent exists in Halacha. Where do you have it? So the Ran shows you what that precedent is. The Machmerina and Bahab is Sukkah Mishu Shabbos. That, yes, it's true. We are more Machmer and Sukkah than Shabbos. The Ran's not explaining you why. The source he already brought the Raya. He's not explaining to why. He's just simply showing Matzinu Kayetzebai. This is not some new phenomenon. We're already familiar with this. Kishem Shechmir Ba Le'inyan Omad Gevayayud Deva'inu Mechitas Anikoros Kedemrin Aliel Afagat Dela Min Nochlin in Shabbos. Says the Ran, we have a Raya Brewer from a Gemara and Sukkot of Dalar Mebeis that there is a distinction between the standards of Mechitas for Shabbos and the standards of Mechitas for Chesukah. And that's the sugya of Omud Gevayayud Mechitas Anikoros. What in the world is the Ran talking about? So we have to now go learn that sugya and Avdalid and understand what that Gemara does, or perhaps according to some does not say. See how the Ran, what the Ran extracted out of that sugya, and see what the Ran is using this as a source to prove to you that the standards of Mechitas are different. So let's go to the next Sidur Makomos, number four, where the Gemara is discussing very, very famous sugya, first Mishnah in Masechet Sukkah. A fellow built the sukkah more than 20 amos. Gevalt, a sukkah, gevoyah, levalam, yes, an amma is no good. Some of you may remember back from your fifth grade days when you lit Mishnah sukkah, or maybe more recently when your kids lit Mishnah sukkah, they probably did some kind of sukkah project, and they probably built the sukkahs out of popsicle sticks and cardboard boxes and all kind of assorted things. So every kid has to bring in his own sukkah. The problem is no one can really bring in a sukkah l'mala michaf that would go over the ceiling. So a guy comes in with a sukkah l'mala michaf amma. So the Mishnah says, forget it, it's possible. No good. Why is it possible? So it's far from poshut why it's possible. The Gemara actually has three different reasons. One reason the Gemara says is because l'man yedid erisechem, because he's supposed to look up. So I look up, I see the schach. If the schach would be 50 feet up in the air, I would barely be able to see it. So that's a chisar l'man yedid erisechem. According to one day in the Gemara, it's possible for other reasons, because maybe the walls are so high, the walls are providing more of the shade than the schach is providing, or maybe because of the sukkah so tall, it's almost like a binyan keva, it's not a binyan aroi. A variety of reasons, the sukkah l'mala michaf is actually psula mid the araisa. But the Gemara says you can salvage it. You can create, you can rectify it. How do you rectify it? Very simple. Either you lower the schach or you raise the floor. So the Gemara talks about one possibility of actually raising the floors. Take a look at the fourth of the Ramakamas. Haisa Gavami Yasim Amma. If the sukkah was more than 20 amas, Ubadaba Amud Shugavaya Asara Tvachim. Then you decided to build, in a sense, a new floor. But the new floor is simply an Amud. You make like an Amud. I can't give a better word than that. Just a block of wood. You take a block of wood and you make that block of wood 10 tefachim tall, and that's your new sukkah. That's your new floor level, and that's your new sukkah. Wait a second. That's a big problem. What do you mean that's your new floor and that's your new sukkah? You have gevaldik eschach now. The eschach is within 20 amos of where you are, within your floor, but you're missing a small technicality. You're missing walls. You're not surrounded by walls. So you didn't build a new sukkah. You just put up a piece of wood in the middle of your sukkah, but where in the world are your walls? So the answer must be the only walls that you potentially have are the walls of this block of wood. Wait a second, though. Well, the walls of the block of wood, I'm sitting on this big block of wood and I'm looking around for my walls. I don't see any walls anywhere around me. No, listen to this lumpus. The walls are below you. The walls are, after all, this piece of wood is 10 tefachim tall. So 10 tefachim is the Shia Lachem Arsini of Mechitza. So those, the walls of the block itself, are considered to be walls. And even though I'm not sitting in those walls, we have a right to say the principle called good asik. Good asik means in Uchus Mechitzas, once a Mechitza has been created, then that Mechitza goes up the Shemayim. That Mechitza continues on its own. Let's say, Lamashal, if a person builds a sukkah and their walls are only 10 tefachim tall, and the schach is 10 feet up, the schach is above the wall, so the Mishnah says that's perfectly okay. It doesn't have to be a tziruf between the walls and the schach. Halachically, there is a tziruf. Good asik, the halacha Moshe Mesinai, that the walls go up the Shemayim, so those walls bump into the schach. But, so comes the Gemara and says, back in the fourth of Ramakamis, you have your schach, which is above 20 amas. You put your block of wood in the middle, which is 10 tefachim. V'yesh b'hechsh v'sukkah. And the block of wood is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. You're good to go. So Abaye l'meima good asik b'chitzah. So Abaye thought to say, let's apply good asik, and the guy's good to go. So he has schach that's less than 20 amas from the bottom of the sukkah. He has walls that are halachically present. Those halachic walls are beneath him. Amalei Rava, no. But inan mechitzas hanikaros v'leika, says Rava, no, sorry, that in order to fulfill the mitzvah, you have to have mechitzas hanikaros. So where I'm sitting, let's say the motion, right now I'm sitting in my sukkah, so I'm looking around, I see there's a wall here, and there's a wall here, and there's a wall here, there's a wall behind me, that doesn't mechitzas hanikaros. The person who's sitting on the block of wood, he looks around in all directions, and he sees nothing. Yeah, he sees walls, all right. You know which walls he sees? He sees the real walls of the sukkah. Those walls are no good because those walls are more than 20 amas tall. He's got to find short walls. So the problem is that those short walls are what are called mechita she'eni karos because he's not literally not at eye level of his. So that's called mechita she'eni karos, and that's no good. So adkan divrei Gemara. So the Ran was working with the following assumption. The Ran was assuming that statement of the Gemara, the inan mechitza nikaros v'leika, is a quirk in uchas sukkah, is a din prati in uchas sukkah. What would we say about a parallel type of halacha in uchas Shabbos? Let's run the following scenario. I'm in the middle of the street, and there's a block of wood, 10 tefachim tall, in the middle of the street. And somebody throws something from the street, and it lands suspended above that block of wood. Let's say that is a hook coming out, or something coming out of somewhere. I throw something in that airspace above that block of wood. What would you say? Would you say that's tantamount to carrying or throwing something from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yochid? So the pashtut advarb is that yes. Why is that? Because the walls on the side of the block are 10 tefachim tall. And we apply the halacha Moshe Sinai called good asik mechitzta, so that entire area is now caged off, is now closed off, and that whole area is called the Erish HaSayochid, even though, quite frankly, when you're 10 feet up above the top of the wood, that's called mechitza sheni karos. I can't see those mechitzas. So says the Ram, so what? Who cares? A very quick reading of Masechta Shabbos and Erevin will lead us to believe that that's perfectly acceptable Erev Rosh Hashanah Yochid. There is nothing that is lacking in that Rosh Hashanah Yochid because of the principle of good asik. It's mechitza she'en nikaros. So, what? Well, we never heard of such a thing. But the Gemara says in Sukkah Gevalt Kishrigin, Ba'in mechitza nikaros. So says the Ran, no, the Gemara never meant to say that that's a din that carries over to Shabbos. That's a unique din. That's a quirk. That's a din prati in uchas sukkah. But clearly the standards for uchas mechitzas are different in sukkah than they are in Erevin. So the Ran took that Gemara in sukkah daf dalet and ran with it and said, oh, just as in vis-a-vis the din of mechitzas hanikaros v'leika, there's a chumrah that sukkah has above and beyond Shabbos. And the Ran doesn't explain why that's so. He's a good detective, the Ran. He's collecting all the evidence. So he proved to you that there is already a pre-existing difference between Hilchas Sukkah and Hilchas Shabbos, that it's easier to enclose an area for Shabbos purposes than for Sukkah purposes. So just as we find such a distinction vis-a-vis Mechitza She'eni Karos, we can extrapolate and say the same is probably true vis-a-vis Hilchas Tiras HaPesach. And that's why, notwithstanding the fact that the first mission Ervin tells us to Pesach works for Shabbos, it falls short in terms of Sukkah, as was proven by the Ran, because if it's a Pesach really works, then you didn't need halacha mashpitani altogether of Shlish Tafil Tef. So that was the train of thought of the Ran. So the Ran, Baruch Hashem, we were able to see the Ran through from beginning to end. He proved that there's a difference between the two. His raya was from Mechitza Sheni Karos to Tursa Pesach, everything is Shalom Yisrael. Of course, the Ran's raya is only as true as his Pran the Gemara. The Ran was assuming something in his raya. He was assuming that it's a milsa de pshita ad ma'oid, that above that omud in Rishus Arabim, that is Rishus Ayochid. That good asik works for Hilcha Shabbos, and it works even on Mechita Shen Nikaras. That was like the underlying entire premise of the Ran. However, there's one liner in a Chedisha Ramban in Shabbos of Tzadi Tesla in the middle of a complicated sugya, where the Ramban has the following statement. When do we say that Rosh Hashanah goes up to the sky? That's Lamoshal. I have a backyard and I have four real walls. I'm standing in the backyard. I'm totally surrounded. I can see the four walls around me. So then there's a statement of Chazal, Rosh Hashanah, even if something is suspended above the height of the walls, that's still considered to be av rishus hayochid. So let's say, for example, the Gemara says you have a rishus hayochid surrounded on all four sides by walls, and there's a pole in the middle of the rishus hayochid, and that pole itself is too small to be a rishus hayochid, but it's inside, it's stuck into the rishus hayochid, and I toss something from the street.
Join the meeting.
The top of the pole that is called carry midrais. You have skill for that. You carried from rishus harabim into a Rishus HaYochid. What do you mean that carried into Rishus HaYochid? The area where the item landed was not surrounded by walls. That's the ABCs of Rishus HaYochid. It has to be surrounded by walls. The answer is it is surrounded by walls. Where? That's the Halacha Mashum Sini of Gud Asik Bechitzta. So since Gud Achis Bechitzta, Rishus HaYochid is Ola Adla Rakia, says the Ramban, B'med Devam Amurim, that's true. That's like a Chotzer type of a setup, which has mamash standing walls. Ava Ba'omud, where there are no standing walls, the walls are underneath you, the walls are not nikaros. When you're standing on the omud, you can't even see the walls. That's called mechitzos, not acceptable. Those are not called mechitzos. And you wouldn't say it's Eilat Lurikia. So I don't understand the Ramban. That's what the Ramban just said. The Ramban just told me that principle called mechitzos hanikaros is necessary in Hilcha Shabbos as well. Unlike the Ran, who used that Gemara to highlight that there's a difference between the standard of Mechitzas, Hilcha Shabbos, and Hilcha Sukkah. The Ramban is applying that same principle. The Ramban stole that Gemara. She stole that Gemara from Sukkah, and he plugged it into Hilcha Shabbos. So the whole theory of the Ran just fell by the wayside. The Ran's whole thrust, the whole Chagadi of the Ran is to show you that Sukkah and Shabbos are different. Come to Ramban and said, no. Sukkah and Shabbos are identical. That the same way Mechitza Sheni Nikaros don't work on Sukkah, they don't work by Shabbos either. How did the Ramban know that? The Gemara in Sukkah is not talking about Hilcha Shabbos. It was talking about Hilcha Sukkah. How did the Ramban read the Gemara? So comes Reb Chaim in the sixth of the Maimakomos. Reb Chaim, Kedarka Bakoide, shows you that you could read the same four words in the Gemara in two radically different ways. Go back to the third of the Marmakomas for a second. When Rava responded back to Abai and he said, Ba'inan mechitzas hanikaros velega. We require mechitzas nikaros, which are lacking. What does that mean? Yesh lachkor, yesh lodun. What did Rava mean to say? Did Rava mean to say that, what do you mean, bo'inan, we need, who's the we? Who's the raw we? We in Maseches Sukkah, we for the purposes of constructing a sukkah, require bechitas hanikaros. Who read the Gemara that way? That was the Ran's pshat. Bo'inan bechitas hanikaros means that for the purposes of a sukkah, you require bechitas hanikaros, and therefore the omud falls short. What would the parallel din be in Hilchos Shabbos? Of course, it would be a mechitza, because in Hilchos Shabbos there is no requirement of mechitzas anikaros. But is there an alternate way to read this Gemara? So comes Reb Chaim and says, you can read the same words and come away with an entirely 180 degree difference. But inan mechitzas anikaros v'leika means that in order to apply the din of gurasik, and instead of word sukkiah, in order to apply the halacha mashum sin of gurasik, that mechitzas go up, mechitzas only go up when the mechitzas anikaros. If they're not mechitzas anikaros, then they don't go anywhere. Then they don't go up. That imaginary line, that make-believe mechitzah, that was Nimsel Moshe Rabbeinu, once you have a mechitzah, then you can go with it and fly with it out of the rakia. That is only true if you're taking a real bona fide mechitzah that's nikar to you. But if the mechitzah itself is not nikaris to you, that's ois gurasik. That's not called gurasik. Gurasik doesn't apply. So whereas, according to the first way of reading the Gemara, the ba'ina mechitzah sanikaris v'leika is saying we in Maseches Sukkah require mechitzas anikaros, not we in Hilchos Shabbos. Going to the second way of reading the Gemara, but in mechitzas anikaros like it means for Hilchos mechitzah requires. I didn't say Maseches Sukkah requires. Hilchos mechitzah, the definition of mechitzas mean you want to apply Hilchos of Sinai of Guras and Gegzodait, provided that you have that condition called mechitzas anikaros for Leika. Comes Reb Chaim now back to the sixth of Mamakamis. Vanira Muchach Ledasa Ramban. Dimitharish, the Ramban understood. The Hadaka Omar Rava, but in the Mechitas Anikaras Valeka, when Rava made that cryptic statement, the Inim Mechitas Anikaras, love to have a Zois Adin Besukkah, it's not meant to say it's a din unique to Sukkah, should they Davka Mechitas Anikaras. It's not a din. Kim the Hudin be a Hilchas of the Gurasik. It's a prat in Hilchas Gurasik. The layamrinan good asik rakba mechitzani karas. Veloba amud, you can't apply good asik to an amud. She'ain ba mechitzani karas from kaimam. Give the autumn kula, it's just a closed box. Veloy has the punchline. Veloy rakba sukkah levadu dinemazois. This is not only true in uchasukkah. Give the chol makam the amrinan good asik mechitzta. Anytime you want to apply good asik, have a din hochi, that's the din. Do rakba mechitzani karas. Not only is the Ramban not against the Gemara, there's a classic of Chaim. Took a Gemara that at first glance is mamish, absolutely against the Ramban. He says no. Lufiza nimsa, the besug yizum avur dinish Ramban. The Ramban got hishtikul Torah from that Gemara. The ba'avad lo mina good asik the chitzda. Kev the hamichit sheni karas. So basically, for our purposes, the Ran's entire theory is now subject to question. Because the whole thrust of the Ran was to prove to us that we already have precedents in other areas of Hilchos Mechitzas where we differentiate between Shabbos and Sukkah. And that was going to serve as the model to why Tirus HaPesach is going to part ways. Remember our goal. We had a very simple goal. Our goal was to build a sukkah with four poles and wires. That was our project for tonight. You know, the Boy Scouts, we're going to go out into the forest. We're going to build a sukkah. We don't need no pop-up sukkahs. We don't need no canvas sukkahs. We don't need no lovet straps. We don't need no big sukkah. Not four poles and some fishing wire and build yourself a sukkah. Good to go. Ran brought you Raya, Zevin, Fandof, and the Gemara. That's not true. Because it would have been true, so then why do you need a halachos din of tefach? So the Ran brought you Raya. And then the Ran was bothered with the kasha. He said, but how can it be? Heicha matzina davar kazeh? The Shabbos and Sukkah part ways. So the Ran started frantically learning all Maseches Shabbos, all Maseches Erev, all Maseches Sukkah. And he came up with the Gemara and Sukkah Davdat says, oh yeah, there's a difference between the two. Vis-a-vis the sugi mechitz sheni karos, that's not that different. Baruch Hashem, the Ran breathed a sigh of relief. And now we discovered a Ramban, a Daf Tzadi Tes and Shabbos, that is undermining the Ran's entire theory. And even though our initial reaction to the Ramban was, the Ramban's against the Gemara, Fereshi Gemara against the Ramban, come to Reb Chaim and says, not only is there no Gemara against the Ramban, that may be what the Gemara is saying. Exactly what the Ramban claimed it's saying. So we're back to square one, Rabbi. So we still have a lot of work to do. We barely scratched the surface of the sugya. But Rabbi Isai, before we can get back to Tirus HaPesach, which is really the real thrust of what we're analyzing, I want to just go one step further, just in terms of Mechitzas HaNikaros. Even though our sugya is not really Mechitzas HaNikaros or Eino Nikaros, we're using it as a possible, a possible example of differences between Shabbos and Sukkah, which may or may not be true. But I want to just fine-tune for a moment the idea of what Mechitzas HaNikaros and Nikaros are. So let's go to the seventh of the Ma'amar Kamos for a moment, a Ritvan Maseches Sukkah. Amalei Rava, but even Mechitzas HaNikaros V'Leika, Perish Meiri, it's important to know who the Rebbe of the Ritva was. The Ritva's Rebbe was the Ra'or, Rabbi Aaron Halevi. It's important for our sugi because the Ra'or, besides being the Rebbe, the Ra'or was a Talmud Muvok of the Ramban, one of the closest Talmidim of the Ramban. Pirish Meiri, Mechitzas HaNikaros V'Niras Ima, Masha'en Kei B'Shabes Lobayin V'Niras Ima. So the Ra'or says Pshat in this Gemara in Sukkah, which is the pivotal Gemara, Ba'in and Mechitzas HaNikaros. How is the Ra'or learning? Not like his own Rebbe. According to Reb Chaim said B'das HaRamban, that the Ramban Dafka learned Ba'in and Mechitzas HaNikaros, doesn't mean to draw a distinction between Shabbos and Sukkah. It just means to say that Gudasik doesn't apply to Mechitzas HaNikaros across the board. But according to Ramban, there's no chiluk between the two. The Halakha Ra'or is learning much closer to the Ran than he is to his own Rebbe, to the Ramban. But that wasn't even the thrust of what I wanted to say. I want to say that even within the world of the Ra'or and within the world of the Ran, that there is actually a difference, a significant difference between the standards of Mechitzas HaShabbos and Sukkah. You would almost walk away with the following conclusion. For Sukkah, it's really, really important to be able to look around and see that mechitza. And therefore, if you're sitting on top of a pole and you're searching for your mechitza at eye level, no mechitza, no mechitza, no mechitza, look all, there are no mechitza, that's called mechitza she'enikaros, that's you're aware of the mechitza there. So the pashta dvarim is that we're machnavek Shabbos, we're machnavek Erevin, and saying, gesh, man, who cares whether you know the mechitza, they don't know the mechitza, they can't see mechitza, can't see mechitza. What's the difference? That's the thrust of the Gemara, according to both the Ra'or and the Ran. So now the Ra'or takes a step back and says, don't machnavek Shabbos so fast. Don't be so mezalzel in Hilchos Shabbos. Don't be so make Hilchos Shabbos. Don't walk away and saying, who needs mechitza HaNikaros in Hilchos Shabbos? What's the difference? Don't be so quick to say that. Why? Says the Ritva the following. It says, Pirish Meiru, so again, Mechitza HaNikaros V'Niras Ima, Mashen Ki B'Shabbos, Lo Bi Niras Ima, Kol Heicha D'Niras V'Nikaros, Yidin Aflin in Shabbos. Says the Ritva, not so fast, don't run so fast. Don't think you don't need anything for Shabbos. You need something for Shabbos. Not the same standards as Sukkah, because they're all as part of the team of the Ran that agree that believes that there are differences between the two. But to say that for Shabbos, everything's good, no degree of Nikar, that is absolutely not true, says the Ritva. And I'll prove to you. How do I know that even in Hilchos Shabbos, which is so much lower standard than Sukkah, how do I know that you need some degree of Nikaras? The Ritva throws the bomb kasha at you, one of the famous kashas in all Maseches Erevin. If you don't say what I'm saying, then you're left to the point of absolute absurdity. If you don't believe that there's some degree of heker, some degree of niker, I didn't define it yet. If you don't believe there's some degree of heker necessary for Shabbos, then the point of absolute absurdity would be the entire world is one big happy Rishus HaYochid. There should be no way to carry anywhere in the globe. You know why? The world's surrounded, the continents are surrounded by the oceans. And therefore the oceans, the drops, the continental shelves, whatever you want to call them, should serve as mechitzos. If you mean a good asik mechitzta, and I should say good asik mechitzta, and we should view the entire world as one big happy Rosh Hashanah, which is obviously absurd, because if that would be true, then there would be no Isser Votzoi. You could take the third night of Malacha, throw it out the window. obviously there is a malach of carrying on Shabbos. Says the Ridvan, the Ra'ah, if you don't say something about nikar and whatever that means for Shabbos, then you're going to be led to the point of absurdity that the whole world is Rosh Hashanah, which is an impossible position to take. What in the world is the Ritva talking about? What in the world is the Ra'ah talking about? So the Ritva and the Ra'ah are alluding to a Gemara Maseches Erevin, which hopefully Mitzvah tomorrow we're going to have to pick up with. We're trying to still fine-tune what Mechitas HaNikaros does or does not mean. So again, for our purposes, we've extracted whatever is necessary for the Tzuras HaPesach part of the sugya. We've identified Machlekes Aran, the Ran, and the Ridvan, they're all against the Ramban, about are there real differences, at least vis-a-vis Mechitas HaNikaros between Shabbos and Sukkah. According to the Ramban, there are no differences. According to other Rishonim, there are differences. Those differences are going to set the stage for the differences vis-a-vis Hilchos Tzuras HaPesach. But in passing, before we can go back to Tzuras HaPesach, it behooves us to understand what the Ra'ah and the Ritva are saying, that even we, who have a very, very watered-down version of Mechitzos necessary for Chashabes, even we agree the book stops here. Even we agree that there is something wrong with certain kinds of Mechitzos. Certain barriers that we would have thought should have met the criteria for Mechitzos are going to fall short, even according to us. Now, what that means, and whether everyone agrees to that, and what that means for the status of the entire world being or not being Rishus HaYochid, still needs to be analyzed a little bit more tomorrow night. So we have to just put the final touches on the Mechitzas Nikoros versus not Nikoros, beginning of the Shia tomorrow night. And then hopefully we want to get back to the main thrust of what's going on with this Tzuras HaPesach. So why does Tzuras HaPesach not work? Hilchos Sukkah. We saw Rishonim was saying it's not. We have Rayas, we have possible other Mishalim, but we don't really have a handle on why it doesn't work. Hopefully, Hashem, tomorrow night, after we tackle the end of this Ritvaz Nakuda, we'll get right back into the main thrust of the Shiur as to what the status of Tzuras HaPesach is or is not, both in terms of Sukkah and in terms of Shabbos as well. So that's from tomorrow night, we'll continue at the same time. Okay, a good moed to everybody.
Shkach Rebbe.
Shkach Rebbe.